Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast along with
Mrs. Bernard.
Hello, Mrs. Bernard. Nice to see you. Hey, we missed each other last week. It was Thanksgiving and we were gone. But we are joined today by a very special guest, and that would be
Me, Audrey Tavares.
Hello, Audrey. How are you?
I mean, pretty good.
Audrey is joining us because she was the winner of Pinkerton's Got Talent. Yay. Uh-huh. Congratulations. And I was there. I got to witness the performance, and it was fantastic. So, Mrs. Bernard, you usually come out to that one, but you weren't there.
I didn't make it to that one, but I heard that it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It's, as always, it's one of my favorite shows. Yeah. I really enjoy it a lot. Audrey, tell us about your talent.
Well, I played piano. The song specifically was the main theme for Interstellar by Hans Zimmer. Have you seen Interstellar?
Interstellar, the movie.
Yes, the movie.
I don't think I ever have seen that, but
it's a great movie. You have to watch it.
I've heard that. Actually, my son, the former teacher here, Mr. J. Constant, has told me about that movie, but I've never seen it. How about you, Mrs. Bernard?
I have not.
Yeah.
Add it to your list.
I will.
Okay. Will do. The music is great, at least played by you.
Oh, thank you.
It was fantastic. How long have you played piano?
I started when I was 5, so that would be like 10 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Really cool.
And that was no easy piece to play. I mean, there was a lot going on.
That was, it was a handful. No pun intended.
I like that.
Amazing.
No, that was quite the song. What other songs do you play, or like what other genre do you play? Is it classical or?
Well, so when I play, I do play a lot of songs from what I like. So if I watch a TV show, I'll look up the theme or something. I can find sheet music online. But I also do a mix of classical as well. It really depends, because having variation really helps with like building different skills. So like classical, they're more technical. So I'd have to do like slurs, legato. If you don't know what that means, I have to lift my hand. And for songs that I do like to play, it helps me get familiar with like more modern music.
Excellent.
That's really cool. And what year are you here?
What do you mean?
In school.
Oh, I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. So what was that like getting up in front of all your peers and competing?
I didn't really think of it much as a competition, because most of those kids I actually made friends with or were already friends with. So it was a lot of fun, actually. It was a really good experience.
You mean those who were competing that night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
And you got a very nice welcome from everybody. It seemed like kids were really on board. I felt like most, if not all, the acts, the kids were great. For the most part, I thought they did a really nice job cheering on people. Interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this, Mrs. Bernard, it was actually a tie for first place.
Yeah, actually, what's his name? Cameron?
Cameron. And with his bow staff, correct?
He spun that around.
And he's done that multiple times. This is his senior year. It was his last hurrah, and he did a fantastic job, and everyone really loved it. They actually had a cheer-off, for lack of a better way to say it, audience participation. And it was close even at the end. But it was Audrey who came out the victor. But I mean, I think everyone's a winner. Just to get up on stage, I think there were 10 performances, 10 acts that night.
It was 11.
11, okay. Yeah. I was off by one. Is that a baker's dozen? No.
Nope. So, 13.
Yeah. So, the talent was great. I thought they were amazing. Kevin Piper was in third.
I wanted to give a shout out to Kevin because he did so cool.
Yeah, like, and how about Kevin Piper today doing the national anthem?
Oh, that was awesome. Kevin Piper. Everybody, so my flex group is in the senior calf along with two other flex groups, and I was just looking around at everybody, and everybody's jaw was open.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish it were louder. It was almost like he was a little bit further away, maybe. And I wish it could have been, like, really loud, because it was great.
Actually, yeah, there's a story to that. During the rehearsals, there were a lot of complaints about him being too loud or whatever. I didn't think he was loud enough. And he had to keep, like, quieting down the guitar.
Yeah. He can really play.
He's incredible.
He can shred.
Yeah. He can shred. That's what I told him after. I actually emailed him this morning to congratulate him and compliment him on the job that he did.
So that's how you were able to get to know some people, was through the rehearsals. So what was that like? I mean, how many did you have? How many rehearsals?
It was, how many rehearsals was that?
Or was it a few weeks?
Okay, there were two. Well, no, there was a week of auditions. Okay. Then the week after was rehearsal. Two rehearsals on, like, one on a Tuesday, one on a Thursday, and then a rehearsal before the actual show.
Nice. Okay.
And, yeah, I met a lot of people through there. Yorsh, Nora, Kevin, Cameron.
Great.
And, yeah, I already had some friends there, so, yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Let me ask you about your piano playing. Are you, do you play in a band, or do you play with others, or you just simply play on your own like that?
So, originally, I just did, like, my piano lessons, the occasional recital, and then I joined my church's worship team, so now I play the piano for them.
Oh, nice.
And I do play piano for, like, some crowds. Like, I'm part of, how do I call it? This family, they invited me to play because usually they play rock songs like during the summer. And then I am a classical music dinner break kind of person. They call it the Dolan Palooza. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Aww. So, yeah, I get to play for them.
That's cool.
Where do you play?
I don't play anywhere in particular. Oh, for church, I go to Tower Hill.
No. When you said you play for the family, this family palooza, you just go to their house and play?
Yeah, or? I just go to their house.
Oh, and they just kind of jam.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's so cool.
So cool.
That's great. What do you think, you'll continue on with piano and do more with it, or just this is sort of a hobby and you like playing and you're involved with the church, which is great? Is there anything further on? I mean, you're very good.
Thank you. I'm definitely sticking with piano. I don't think I will have a job out of it. It's probably going to stay a hobby, but I will continue to push myself and get better and better as I go on. So.
Have you ever gone to the Concord Rest area on 93?
No, I have not.
Okay. Do you ever go up north or anything? Like,
no.
Well, I asked this because they have like a grand piano sitting there and you can just sit down and start playing.
Like just a public grand piano?
Yeah, it sits right in the middle.
I have never encountered a piano.
Yeah, there was a guy there one day playing. I would love to see you stop in there.
Are you talking the big rest area?
Yeah, the big rest area, 93. Yeah, there's a piano there. And it would be so cool to have you sit down and start playing some of that. It would be, you would blow those people away.
That would be so much fun.
You should do that one day. Just take a ride up there. It's beautiful. Food is great there.
That's
love
really
it.
Cool.
Love
I that. Think there's a piano out in near the boardwalk in Newburyport, too.
Oh.
On the coast in Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Oh, I like that, too.
Yeah, it's that people play on. Yeah.
Nice.
Really neat.
So it's you can awesome.
Find a couple of spots.
Are you involved in anything else besides you? Obviously, you were a member of the Pinkerton's Got Talent performance, but do you do anything else here at Pinkerton? Are you involved in any of the clubs or anything?
Do you mean like extracurriculars in general? Because I don't really involve myself in too many Pinkerton activities. I would love to, but I'm way too busy at home.
Wow.
My other hobbies include like martial arts. I've been doing Taekwondo recently.
Wow.
And
I did Muay Thai for a few years. Let's see. I like drawing. So much fun.
Good for you.
Oh, so very busy.
Multifaceted, talented young lady here.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today.
Right.
We do have some other things to talk about today.
Yeah, what else is going on?
We have the play.
Yeah, and that's all weekend.
Yes, Clue starts tonight. That's
7
Friday
PM.
Night, 7 p.m., Saturday, 7 p.m., and Sunday, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So come on out and support Pinkerton Players. It's quite a larger cast than our last play, I think. So there's quite a few in that ensemble.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I love that story.
Yep, I'll be there tonight.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And winter sports just started.
Yep.
So good luck to all our athletes out there.
Yep, for those who made teams, congratulations. Mm-hmm. For those who didn't, stay involved. Keep trying, keep playing, become a manager, stay involved with something. It's always good to do that.
We hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving break, and you know we're headed into December and the holidays, and so we'll just kind of keep our heads down and keep plugging along.
Absolutely. Audrey, did your family celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, we did. We went to New Jersey.
Ooh, whereabouts in New Jersey?
West New York, New Jersey, not too far.
Okay. And what is your favorite food on Thanksgiving? What is your go-to?
Not stuffing. I'm sorry. Stuffing's just not it. We had pork shoulder, actually.
Really?
And plantains.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's really cool.
What kind of cool sides did you have? You must have good sides with that.
Well, I didn't mention plantains. My family, we are Dominican, so everything is plantains.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. I love plantains.
Oh, so good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was a different answer than I was expecting.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite dish?
I do kind of like the stuffing.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, ooh, do you like glaze them and roast them?
Yeah, and my husband puts bacon on them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna be a little scared if you just ate Brussels sprouts because you like them.
I know.
You got to dress them up a little bit.
Oh, so good. So good. So we have one more question. You already kind of gave one already. I always ask our guests to give us a shout out. I know you did too for one of the other contestants. Do you have any other shout outs you'd like to give before we wrap it up?
Nora, she did such an amazing job singing, and I'm glad we got to like exchange contact information because she's such a cool person.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nora who?
The one who sang in a cappella. I don't know her last name, though.
Okay.
Oh, well that's shout nice out to Nora. You,
yeah. And Nora did do a fantastic job. How about, what's your favorite class here at Pinkerton Academy?
Math.
Really?
Not geometry. I actually liked algebra with Mrs. Garvey.
Oh, she's a really good teacher. She's a great teacher, yeah.
I'm an algebra person, too, myself.
Yeah, I always liked algebra more than I liked geometry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to the geometry teachers.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a way of thinking, you know?
Yep. Yeah. But you do like drawing, which geometry shapes. So you probably do use some geometry in your drawing, correct?
Yes. Squares, rectangles.
There you go. Excellent. All right, Audrey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everyone out there, and we'll be back soon.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.